Now I want to introduce our first speaker, Sandy Hudson and Sheila Abdullah, a young woman and an older woman, both dealing with precarious employment and an uncertain future without decent pension protection. Sandy is a youth organizer and social justice activist who has fought for accessible education, public investment in social services, and anti-poverty measures. Sheila is a single mother who has brought up her children and has been in the paid workforce for 20 years. She hopes that all women, young and old, can move to good jobs opportunities and live their life with peace of mind and dedication. She has worked without secure employment and does not have a defined pension plan.
How's everybody doing today? My name is Sandy Hudson, and I'm here on behalf of over 300,000 students, Ontario University and college students who are members of the Canadian Federation of Students Ontario. But I am also here as a young and racialized woman who is tired of being told that equality has been achieved and we should be happy with what we have. I am tired of being told that we'll get more if we put down our megaphones and put on business suits and ask the old boys for equity on their terms and using their language. Being polite means giving up the only real power we have, our voices and our values. Being polite didn't win us voting rights or abortion rights or equal rights. In fact, being polite has never gotten anything accomplished. Has it, sisters?
No!
Has it, sisters?
No!
That's right. And young women in Ontario today still have many challenges ahead of us. Our tuition fees are now the highest in Canada.
Shame.
Shame. Our student debt is now the highest in history.
Shame.
And because even with a university degree, women still earn less after graduation, women will pay down our debt over a longer period of time. And because of a lovely thing called compound interest, women will pay more for our education than white male graduates.
Yay!
Is that any kind of equality?
No!
Well, wait a second, sisters. It gets worse. Last summer saw the highest youth unemployment ever on record in Canada, and job loss always hits women and racialized people worst. Many students who did find work had to work for lower wages and for fewer hours. Young women are always the last hired, and when times are tough, we are always the first fired. Well, guess what, sisters? Times are friggin' tough. But when times are tough, isn't that when the government is supposed to step in with those fabulous social programs I've heard so much about? Isn't that when the safeguards are supposed to kick in to protect us from disaster, to bring up the bottom and create equality of opportunity? Oh, that's right. Our social programs have been bled dry by Stephen Harper's reckless tax cuts and by Dalton McGuinty's failure to invest in people. Well, if Stephen McGuinty or Dalton McHarper don't have a vision for transforming our economy into a just, equitable, and sustainable one, if they won't make education affordable for every motivated student, if they won't invest in good green jobs for today or pensions for our futures, then women, young and old, need to get good and angry. Woo! Because nothing's ever been to demand it. Happy International Women's Day from the students' movement to the women's movement. Our struggles are one struggle because equity is everyone's business. The women united will never be defeated. The women united will never be defeated. The women united will never be defeated. Thank you.
Good morning, my friends and sisters. Happy International Women's Day. Today, I would like to touch briefly on employment for older women. In this day and age, it is difficult for older women workers to get steady work. And how many people are dependent on precarious work, which is another phrase for temp jobs. I have always been a good, solid, dependable worker, and I've worked in Canada for more than 20 years. But at this time in my life, what do I have in return? Although I was able to work steadily to raise three kids as a single mom, work started becoming harder to come by about 5 years ago. Finding work in a place like Toronto, it would be easy, I thought, but it's not. I have worked a lot of part-time jobs and through many temp agencies. Though it is a good stepping stone, temp agencies offer your skills at a fraction of the cost you deserve and do not provide any kind of benefits for healthcare, dental insurance, etc. And we have to pay out of our own pockets. As we women get older, it gets harder and harder to find work. We deal with a lot of ageism and racism. A lot of agencies have jobs in areas where clearly it is not good for older people, like heavy lifting physical labor. Some of us will take these jobs because we need the work, but we will suffer later. Precarious work, when you get it, does not provide any type of security for the future. Often companies will leave you to wait while they decide whether or not to continue your contract at the end of the day. I never know if I should take my coffee cup home or leave it for the next day at work. In this way, you have no savings, no security or pension, and pension does not cover your expenses when you retire. Unless you win the lottery, keep dreaming. You never know. I still do. But we should not have to go through all this. We deserve better. There are jobs out there for mature, dedicated people who bring good experience and are concentrated on doing a good job and are just as dependable as the younger counterparts. We deserve jobs where we have good wages and can get good benefits too. We can use opportunities to upgrade our skills and keep on building our networks. We need to be paid well, especially when we work full-time jobs and work at home too, especially those of you who are single parents. I know from my own experience, if you have a well-paying job, you will have more peace of mind and be able to bring up your children better because they are the citizens of tomorrow. So we can begin to help ourselves and other women to make a difference by lobbying for pay equity, good pension benefits, an end to racism and ageism, and support for women's programs, especially shelters, daycare, women's health, violence against women, housing, education, and Anyone looking for an experienced mature person and someone with a sense of humor can see me afterwards, but only if you have a good paying job with benefits. And finally, one last word, one small step for women, one giant leap for womankind. Woo!